Questions 26 through 28. I often work with the Los Angeles Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, LASPCA, and if I'm having a meeting there, I always go through the shelter unannounced, so they're not fixing it up for my benefit. I just want to see how it is day to day. One day, about 18 years ago, I did just that en route to my meeting. After walking through and seeing all the animals, I was just about to exit when I noticed a cage on top of a cabinet with this beautiful little Shih Tzu puppy in there. I said, "Where did she come from?" The director said, "She's not up for adoption yet. She's a cruelty case. A woman paid a lot of money for her at a pet store, but when she brought the dog home, the little girl was so sick she couldn't stand up. The woman took the dog back to the pet store, and they said, 'Oh, I'm so sorry. We'll take care of her and give you another dog.' Thank goodness the woman went back the next day to see how the puppy was, and it was not being treated or nursed back to health. It was in the window for sale. The woman took the store to court, and that little Shih Tzu puppy closed the pet store, all by herself. The puppy, however, couldn't be adopted until the trial was settled, which took another 3 months. So during that time, the woman got another dog, because she wanted to adopt. Meanwhile, at LASPCA, I asked if they would let me know the minute the trial was settled and she was up for adoption. 3 months down the road, I got a call. They said the time was up and the little dog was eligible for adoption. I said, "When can I pick Panda up?" I hadn't even been thinking of a name. It just came out. Panda. At the time, I had two male dogs. I worried that Panda would come in and be intimidated, but the introduction went smoothly. And she took over and ran the house until she was 16 3/4.